This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. In Britain, Buckingham Palace has released details of proceedings which will follow the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
2 minutes of silence will be observed across the UK at the end of Queen Elizabeth II's state funeral at Westminster Abbey on Monday, giving the public across the nation a chance to pay their respects to the late monarch. Then Elizabeth's coffin will be transported through the historic heart of London from Westminster Abbey to Wellington Arch near Buckingham Palace on a horse-drawn gun carriage with Charles and other royals walking behind. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The White House press secretary on Thursday denounced the practice by the governors of Florida and Texas of busing migrants to Washington, D.C. and other locations. She called it a cruel, premeditated political stunt. Karine Jean-Pierre accused the Florida and Texas governors of using migrants as political pawns and said their actions were, in her words, shameful, reckless, and just plain wrong. She said the fact that a conservative media outlet and not government agencies were alerted to the plan made it clear that it was a stunt. The office of the Florida governor said planes carrying migrants were sent to the wealthy resort island of Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday night, while the Texas governor said his state intentionally sent two buses of migrants to the home of the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington, D.C. Officials in both locations confirmed the arrivals. The actions by the governors, both fierce critics of the Biden administration, are the latest series of moves by Republican governors to transport migrants to liberal cities and states to protest what they say are inadequate federal efforts on southern border security. This is VOA News.